back here in studio. We got a partly cloudy thing going on, 33 degrees. Snooze Day Tuesday, April 18th. I'm Dewey Do every Tuesday, talking real estate. Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Okay, I always ask you about numbers. That's usually how we start.
You're
the numbers guy.
Yeah, they're hanging in there. Pretty steady at this point right now. I'm still hoping for a downward trend right now. It doesn't appear maybe they're going to go up for a little while, the way it sounds anyway.
Okay.
Even though we might see the Feds jump, I'm thinking the rates might hold.
How did you guys do over the winter months? I mean, pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, certainly much quieter, and obviously those rates went up, and that did have a direct effect on everything, but it does slow down in the winter, so you kind of get a double pounder there.
Sure, absolutely.
On both ends of it. But, you know, enough to stay a little bit busy and make sure you got a few things to do in the office.
I was going to ask you this question, too, because you and I have talked about this before. You got homes out there that are like $250,000. And people thinking of buying, what should people look to do? I mean, when you're looking to make that kind of an investment, what are some of the things that you should look for?
Well, I think, you know, you got to establish, you know, what you can afford, first of all, and be comfortable with that. And with interest rates, you do need to recheck yourself through the banks, make sure that you know what these numbers are going to be before you get out there and start trying to find a house. And then you get down to the nth hour and you can't buy it because, you know, the payment has just jumped too much on
right.
you. So it's nice to get the homework done first on that. So I would just tell people to kind of pre-qualify themselves with their local bankers and so that they're ready to go and we're ready to go so that we do find the right house. And we are short of listings yet, so you still got to be there, you know, Snooze Day Tuesday, you
right,
called it.
You're
well,
right.
It can be that way in real estate right now, too, especially
sure.
in the lower end of the market. It's still busy there.
Do you ever run into people that buy that run into all kinds of surprises? I mean, once they set the wheels in motion.
Well, you can run into surprises, you know, and again, we had one just a few weeks back where we're getting ready to close, and the guy got transferred out of town.
I mean, oh, man.
That's one of those big things that you just go, oh, no, because you got a buyer out there who went to find another house, has an offer on that, subject to closing theirs. Now theirs isn't going to close. Now that other person, too, selling up that end is, you know, caught in a bind, and it does create some messes and some sleepless nights in some cases for everybody.
Well, I was going to say, you got to be really good at negotiating throughout the course of your career, and you've been that this for a while. You got your negotiation skills have to be kind of pretty keen.
Well, and you know, you just got some key people there that you can lean on a little bit, whether you got to find an apartment right away for somebody and you know, on a short-term basis. And you know, I work with a couple of the guys in town that know that typically if I'm going to refer somebody in that situation, they know they're getting a good renter, you know, and it'll be an in and out thing, but they're willing to work with us on those, so
right.
that's nice.
And people are applying for the loans too, you know. We've talked about this before too, about surprises can kind of pop up there too, and you got to be kind of careful when you're doing things.
You do. And you know, one of the things again we can mention is that, you know, once you've been pre-approved,
that's it.
Do not go buy a car or something in between there, because they will recheck you right before closing, and if they find out you added a payment to your list of things they didn't know about, you know, they'll turn you down.
Right, and that's happened
yep.
before. You were telling me that,
yep.
that you've run across that before from
yep.
time to time.
So, you know, you just, you know, and even as a realtor, you sometimes don't think twice about telling somebody, okay, now you're pre-approved, don't create any new payments out there.
Right.
Let's hang tight till you get the house. And then you can do all you want, I guess. So, but up to that point, you know, you just got to be, you know, careful.
Sure. Talking about surprises in real estate today with Steve Dietrich here. Steve, again, if people want to know anything more, they're thinking of buying, they're thinking of selling, you are Action Realty, definitely the group to contact. What is your number down
yeah,
there?
It's 642-4700.
Okay.
And I might throw one more quick thing
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Go
had
ahead.
Two people in the last 2 days, sump pumps, please
oh, yeah,
check them.
Yeah.
And more of the long pedestal bulb types, you know, because those things, even though your sump pump is working, they get pinned against the side sometimes because they'll move around a little bit in the hole. And
yeah.
And in this case, both sumps were working just fine, but that little bulb got pinned against the sidewall and it didn't come, you know, up and shut off when it should have. And they went downstairs, and both of them had some pretty bad surprises.
Oh, yeah. Did that. I ran into that myself. The same thing happened when I owned my home. I had 6 inches of water in my basement.
Yeah, not fun.
Okay, but I'm hearing my sump pump running. What's going on? It's like, okay. So I finally went down and checked. I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do by all means, check those. And
well, I'd rather it stuck going than stuck not going.
That's true. That is true.
So, anyway, yeah, so please check those because it is really important right at this point. And then, like I said, in the last couple of days, I've talked to two different sets of people that have found surprises in their basements.
All right. Steve, always great to talk with you each and every Tuesday. And look forward to our next conversation next week, okay? Hey,
you have a good week, Bill.
You too. It's 9:15 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a partly cloudy sky, 33 degrees. Good morning.
Me crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road.